In the headlines, police launch a major manhunt for three wanted men. The Barbados Workers Union speaks on issues at the Port Vale sugar factory. Barbadian iconic entertainer Edwin Yearwood speaks to Starcom Network about a major award he has received in New York. And unfortunately, violence mars the annual West Indian American Day Carnival Parade. This is the lunchtime edition of The Latest. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Details up ahead. Just 24 hours after the robbery of a family and a group of women in the north of the island, the Barbados Police Service has launched a major manhunt for three wanted men, two of them teenagers. Acting Inspector Ryan Braffitt told Starcom Network News that significant time and resources have already been dedicated to the investigation as officers pursue the suspects.
Tyrell Jamari Kidd, 16 years, last known address, Ashdean Village, Blackrock, St. Michael. He is of a dark brown complexion and slim build. Damon Hayden Cummins, 16 years, also known as Demon, of Birds River, Deacons Farm, St. Michael. He is of a dark brown complexion and slim build. Syrian Jamali Scott Fagan, 20 years, of Jackman's Alley, Orange Hill, St. James. He is 5 feet 11 inches tall, of a dark brown complexion and slim build. These men are advised that they can present themselves to the Criminal Investigations Department at Blackrock Police Station, accompanied by an attorney of their choice.
Acting Inspector Ryan Braffitt. Following yesterday's concerns raised by weekly paid workers at the Port Vale Sugar Factory, the Barbados Workers Union has moved to clarify its position to members at the facility. Speaking to Starcom Network, BWU Deputy General Secretary Dwayne Paul pointed to the ongoing transition within the sugar industry as the main factor behind the issues being experienced.
The sugar industry in Barbados is going on a very significant transformation. You would recall that our commitment is to work with the players in the industry and during the transition to see eventually that the workers be moved from just workers to owners in the industry. In doing this, there's been a lot of work that has been done and continues to be done. One of the key things that had to be done is to establish relationship between the workers and the new employer, who is Basco Limited, because we would have had a very clean break between the BAMC and the Port Vale arrangement. So that would have resulted in everything that existed in the industry basically being up for renegotiation.
Mr. Paul also revealed the negotiations between management of the Barbados Energy and Sugar Company were at an advanced stage despite several delays before the 2025 harvest began.
This process has been hampered by a number of things that were delayed or have not happened as expected going through the transition. That is unfortunate, but the union is still pressing ahead in terms of looking for the best arrangement for the workers. Where we've reached the date is that we're on the eve of completing the first agreement between the Barbados Workers Union and BESCO on behalf of the workers, as well as the final contract of employment with the workers, having gone through a number of iterations to make sure that all the amendments that were required are in those contracts. This process should be completed shortly.
Deputy General Secretary of the BWU, Dwayne Paul. The legacy of Carry Festa 15 remains as several delegates are still on island ahead of their planned departures, some well into next week. Logistics Coordinator Ian Walcott-Skinner said there was still much happening on the ground, but said of importance to the Secretariat was commending the over 500 members of the logistics team that played a significant role during the festival.
We had to work with almost 150 drivers. There was a selection process for working with the drivers. We were also responsible for the volunteers, and there were 450 volunteers coordinating all of that. What was different about this year's Carry Festa, each country was apportioned or assigned their own driver or drivers. So we had a ratio of one driver to 40 delegates. And it was kind of nice just driving around the island and seeing the buses with the flags, so that if you're responsible for Trinidad, your bus will have the Trinidad flag, so that was the identifier. So that was a good part about it. And it all came together. We had a plan. I also want to recognize the Defense Force officers who were seconded to the project.
Carifesta 15 Logistics Coordinator Ian Walcott Skinner. You'll hear more from him during this evening's Newsmakers at 6 p.m. on VOB 92.9 FM. Well, after 9 years of their Back to School Give Back program, the Anmar Empowerment Center continues to see an annual rise in those seeking assistance. Given this reality, the appeal to corporate Barbados and citizens has also increased, and 1 week ahead of the new school term, Barbadians are being encouraged to do all they can to ensure those in need get the necessary support. Co-director at the Anmar Empowerment Center, Maria Carter, while thanking those who have donated, said there was still a lot of work to be done.
For all of the persons and businesses who have reached out to assist us in this, our 9th year of appeal, we want to thank them very much from the depth of our hearts. We every year are seeing the numbers rise. This year we have assisting over 300 students as they go back to school in one way or the other, whether with hair care, school assistance with uniforms and things of that nature.
Co-director at the Anmar Empowerment Center, Maria Carter, in the lunchtime edition. Iconic Barbadian entertainer Edwin Yearwood has been honored in the state of New York. He received an official proclamation from the mayor declaring August 30th as Edwin Yearwood Day in recognition of his decades of outstanding performances at Labor Day events and his contribution to the diaspora. The entertainer told Starcom Network News he was genuinely surprised by the recognition.
It's amazing. I must be honest with you. I don't necessarily know that I saw it coming. I don't really get anything, so I didn't see it coming. I was just really, really blown away to have something like that. This magnitude presented to me. So I'm just really, really grateful. And to know that, you know, a little bit land boy running boat all about the place and just wanting to sing and follow music, even though people were discouraging you. To get to this point is an amazing feeling. To get to this point where you're recognized to that level and a day is named after you is an amazing feeling.
Yearwood also shared that his two biggest hits remain fan favorites year after year.
Bump Me Up, Fat Passé, closely following. But I think that song has resonated with young, old. It's always incredible to go into an event or to be performing at a live event there and seeing very young people and old people and middle-aged people, family-oriented, just having a good time and singing that song. It always surprises me, it always amazes me that the song continues to grow and get new legs all the time.
Barbadian entertainer Edwin Yearwood. Well, despite a massive police presence, violence marred New York's 58th annual West Indian American Day Carnival on Labor Day yesterday. The NYPD confirmed at least 6 people were shot along Brooklyn's Eastern Parkway as the 7-hour parade wound down. None of the shootings were reported fatal, but they cast a shadow over the event that drew millions of spectators and hundreds of thousands of masqueraders in brilliant sunshine. The parade, organized by the West Indian American Day Carnival Association, was the climax of a week-long celebration of Caribbean culture, music, food, and pageantry, under the theme, Viva Le Carnaval, or Top Stories. Just 24 hours after 2 robberies of a family and a group of women in the north, police launched a major manhunt for 3 wanted men, 2 of them teenagers. The Barbados Workers Union speak on issues at the Portville Sugar Factory. Barbadian iconic entertainer Edwin Yearwood says he is indeed honored to be receiving a proclamation from the mayor of New York. And more than 500 service providers and volunteers commended for their Carifesta 15 contributions, while a call has been made for Barbadians to support the needy as back to school approaches. This has been the lunchtime edition of the latest on Starcom Network. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.